Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Sharad Kutin, with me, Kusu Chuang. And on the line, we have Ben LeBrun, market analyst with Options Express in Sydney.
Ben, thanks for joining us. Let's start with an easy question and your impressions of U.S. corporate earnings thus far in terms of justifying the nosebleed valuations of American shares.
I'm not sure how easy a question that is, but we know that there was very high hopes for earnings season going into this first quarter number, or these numbers that are being released, 12% growth anticipated. Now, for full year growth, we're expecting something similar. Compare that to what you were saying, an earnings multiple of getting up towards 18 times, and in a historical sense, that's very expensive. So are we seeing peak optimism for earnings per share growth at the moment? I guess when it comes to the numbers themselves, it's been the international earnings generators that have appeared to have done best. Now, of course, you know, we're seeing ructions in the US dollar. We're seeing oil as well. That's fed through into some patchy earnings for some of the companies. Still, the financials, hold a lot of interest. I mean, Goldman's was a pretty significant miss. So all the usual hits and misses, and even some of the big ones that came in with a little bit of a hit were still sold into. No doubt a little bit of profit taking just ensued there. So, but as I said, it's the offshore earners that seem to be outdoing the best of the domestics at this stage, and that would probably give us some sort of clue as to why the soft economic data hasn't seen a dramatic pullback in terms of U.S. equity prices, just purely because some of those offshore earnings generators, as I said, doing very, very nicely. So that would probably be the key thematic coming out of first quarter earnings so far.
But Ben, you've mentioned 18 times earnings, which of course historically is quite expensive. And you've also got these geopolitical risks that are coming out of Europe, and of course it's the Middle East as well, and the North Korean U.S. impasse. But, despite all these ructions, as you mentioned, why do you think U.S. corporate stocks are doing so well?
It's a very, very good question. I mean, we've had a phenomenal write-up on this whole Trump bump phenomenon at the same time where the VIX, or the volatility index, fell beneath 10 for the first time.
That's right.
Last night. So you can't put a price on sentiment, and it just appears that everything is glass half full. I can recall in years gone by where any of those factors that you mentioned there, or any of those perceived headwinds for equity markets, would have seen the markets like really back to reality with a thud. But it's just been the onward and upward story. I tell you, it's just a theory. It doesn't make it right or wrong. But, because we've come out of Brexit, and because we came out of Donald Trump winning the U.S. presidential election, and, those two things were perceived to be one of the final nails in the coffin for equity markets for sort of 6 to 12 months. But, 24 hours later, we were trending higher after both those significant events. And because a lot of funds and a lot of institutions and fund managers pulled their money out of equities all of a sudden and then realised that the onward and upward story was still in check, they had to put the money back to work into equities. So they lost out on the costs getting out and going back in. So they're probably taking hedges via other means. Now, that brings sort of the gold price into play, even though the gold price has certainly been trending lower in the last week or two. It has seen levels sort of up towards 1260, 1270 and out. So in times of heightened concerns, especially geopolitical and sort of anything to do with North Korea, I think that investors or funds have taken a bit of a hedge via the gold market, as opposed to pulling your funds out of equities again, putting it back to work again and losing that cost. So that's just a theory I'm working on, but maybe it's just crazy enough that it makes a little bit of sense.
as you say, yeah, the Kool-Aid continues to be drunk. But, you know, the recent data in terms of fund flows is showing that more money is being taken out of North American funds and being put into European and emerging market funds. And we've seen that in Malaysia as well as the, you know, the rest of the Australasia region. Do you think this is temporary, Ben, or do you think this is more sustainable in nature?
Well, possibly while the US economic data continues to be a little bit flat, maybe it's set to continue. And of course, you know, what we mentioned at the top, the rich premium that some of those multiples trade at in terms of US equities, it probably shouldn't shock us, because I guess it's just telling us that the smart money or the hot money or fund flows are anticipating that the emerging markets, and in particular Europe, is probably set to grow at a faster clip than perhaps what the US is, especially when it comes to equity markets and valuations. Now, there's been a lot of false dawns when it comes to Europe and, you know, the potential improvement coming out of there. But there's certainly the belief now that maybe things are looking a little bit better. Of course, we got through the French election recently. We've got some other key elections coming up. But that is pretty much what's anticipated to be ground zero for growth in terms of the velocity of growth. And of course, as I keep coming back to the price to earnings ratios in the US, there's just a, I think that these fund flows are anticipating that there's probably lower hanging fruit to be picked elsewhere.
And Ben, talking about disdain for big global events, some disdain as well for Donald Trump's dismissal of FBI chief James Comey. Now, that seems a bit staggering, because the sitting U.S. president has just removed the one person that has been investigating his links with Russia, or alleged links to Russia. What do you think of that? Why were markets so dismissive of this development?
I'm not sure if I can tell you what I really think, but in a professional context, it does, you know, I don't think it's a good look. And I'm not going to flag too many potential sort of forks in the road coming up for Donald Trump, but that is not a good look, I don't think. Now, of course, I'm sitting well and truly on the outside looking in and trying to commentate on things that I just don't know what's going on inside the Oval Office, but I can only tell you that I think it's a pretty poor look. And again, but, you know, the VIX index under 10 last night, not a lot of movement in the US dollar, not a lot of, you know, downwards still, the gold price was still trending in a downwards direction last night. So I just, you know, everything is so glass half full. In previous presidential terms, from some of our from other US presidents, if that sort of thing had have happened, I would have thought the US dollar would be in for a belting. I would have thought equity markets, there'd be a lot of concern. But everything just seems to be taken with a grain of salt at the moment. As for what it means and as for what's going to happen in the future, I don't want to speculate. I know what I think in private, but I'm probably not prepared to mention those comments at the moment.
That's right, Ben. Talking about glass half full, I mean, the Aussies down under, they're also being glass half full at this point in time. They're spending tons and tons on the infrastructure. The budget is being announced, I think, in the next one or two days, or in fact will be soon. The big issue is whether the AAA rating that Australia now enjoys is under threat because of the spending. What do you reckon?
Well, we've had Moody's come out and give us the all clear on the AAA, saying that the budget they think is a positive for Australia. So obviously we'll watch with bated breath and see what the S&P have to say, given the negative outlook in July. I think it was okay. It was very interesting watching the banks. They were dealt a heavy-handed blow the session before the budget was announced. CBA, the largest stock on our market, responsible, well, it's over 8% in terms of index weighting on the S&P ASX 200. That was down 4%. Now, outside of the stock going ex-dividend, I can't remember too many times when CBA has been down 4%. So you can see what sort of impact this news has had, or rumours of the news, and there were some continued falls yesterday. So, you know, there's some winners and losers there is in any federal budget. But as for the ratings agencies, I think we'll be okay. And obviously, if Moody's is anything to go by, hopefully the rest follows suit.
All right, Ben, thanks so much for your time. Ben, the brand market analyst for Options Express in Sydney, Australia.
You know what I'm always amazed by is the question of trying to understand the mind of investors, trying to understand investor behavior, especially when you think they should be moving in one direction and they move in the opposite. And so the whole thing about Trump, especially because while it's legal, what constitutional experts in America are saying is that this opens himself up to charges of abuse of power and a possible impeachment. And what's that? What is that going to do for his legislative agenda, including tax reform and that fiscal spend.
Well, exactly at this point in time. You know, have you ever watched The Matrix, Sharad?
I have indeed. You know that I think I live in it.
I think a lot of people nowadays live in it. You know the blue pill that they took just to suspend reality? I think that's exactly what's happening with financial markets, because there's so many things militating against a rise, and an inexorable rise in markets, and yet this money keeps on piling in. You know, it makes me think of that, you know, Isaac Newton, you know, that scientist who lived a million years ago, right?
A couple of hundred, right? Give or take a million.
Yeah, exactly. He had this theory on gravity, right? Whatever rises must fall and whatever falls must rise. And it just makes you think at this point in time, the way stock markets are going, at what point does the blue pill start to wear off?
Well, I think Sir Isaac Newton is probably turning in his grave right now as you kind of paraphrased
his
scientific discoveries. But what about Australia? And I think because, you know, Australia in many ways is kind of the land of milk and honey for a lot of Malaysians. The fact that it seems...
Milk than honey, actually.
Yeah, but it's a place that where Malaysians have gone and made fortunes or built new lives and settled in. So,
well, you see, they've had so many years in the sun, and literally so many years in the sun, thanks to the mining boom. And 3 or 4 years ago, they had to, you know, reality starts to set in. So the Australian government has got to do a lot to galvanize the economy, and I think infrastructure is one of the only thing is whether they can afford it, because the debt just keeps on ballooning.
Okay, we'll be back with a look at our headlines. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.